A strange man burst into the living room just as I was about to begin a Bible study with the family on a small Caribbean island. "I have to speak with you," he said. Juan, my host, saw my dilemma, introduced me to his neighbor. I tried to postpone a meeting with him, but Jose was persistent. Juan intervened. "Meet with Jose now. We will wait." I thanked Juan, and Jose and I found a private place outside the house. "Now, Jose," as I sat down with him, I said, "how can I help you? It's my old man. I don't get along with him." "And why is that?" "Well, he's always pushing me around. Sometimes he hits me and I hit him back. I don't like to be around him." Jose paused and then solemnly added, "but I don't want him dead. After all, he's my old man." "I don't understand," I said, grasping for just a trickle of information that might make sense. "Who's trying to kill your father?" Jose hesitated and then blurted out, "Yesterday I read in a holy book that I'm supposed to kill him." "What book was that, Jose?" The book that you have, that you're holding right there," he said, pointing to the Bible. "It says that we're to crucify the old man. Not just kill him, mind you, crucify him." Then I got it. I turned quickly to Romans 6 and read, "knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we should no longer be the slaves of sin." That's it. "That's it," he said. "That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to do it." For the next 15 minutes, Jose and I talked about the corruption of sin. He learned how Christ, by his own crucifixion, crucified sin. Because of his sacrifice, we die to our sins. When we're baptized, our old self is buried in water. When we're raised up, our old self is no longer with us. And the Bible Jose was using called our old self our old man. No, I didn't baptize him that day, but at least he didn't go home and kill his father. Jose had never had a reliable teacher of God's Word. Aren't you glad that you've been blessed with a love for and knowledge of God's Word? I'm James Andrews, and that's my humble opinion.